T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, in a matter of minutes, we're going to pick up on the president and what took place in North Carolina last night, the chance of send her back. Send her back. The president saying today that he disavows it. Disavows it. We're going to play the audio again to see how quickly the president did disavow that, and we'll get you to chime in. Any way you'd like. Facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show. It's posted up there. When you hear thousands of people chanting, send her back, about a congresswoman, about a United States citizen, how about anybody who's in this country? Anybody. Send her back. What do you think? So we'll get to that in a couple minutes. The British Open is taking place. When did it become the Open and not the
Open Championship?
Right? Was it about 15 years ago? I like saying the Open, but then you have to say the U.S. Open, right? Because for a long time, if you lived in the country and you were a fan of golf, if you said the Open's coming up, you know what you thought? You thought the U.S.
Right.
Open.
No, I refer to the U.S. Open as our national championship.
Our national championship. We've discussed this before, and you sent me a text today. I'm with you. When this is going on, this is my favorite major.
Mm-hmm.
When the Masters is going on, that's my favorite major. The U.S. Open is a distant third, and the PGA is like,
yeah.
The PGA to me is behind the players. I like the players better than I love this, that Northern Ireland for the first time since what, 51? And they're playing such a cool golf course. And they're getting just a classic day, except for the wind. They're not getting a ton of wind, but they've had the hard rain. They've had the sun. Again, a reminder, at the Open Championship, they don't tee off 1 and 10, Adam. They just tee off 1.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was battling my insomnia last night, I did click it on. I watched about an hour of it last night. And that was at 12:30, I saw it. It's now 1:05, and John Rahm is your leader, and he's on, what, the 14th hole?
Yeah, and it's a beautiful day there.
Right now it is, but that's the beauty of...
And it's 7:05 there, right?
Yes.
7:05 p.m.
They are 6 hours ahead of us. At this time of year, you can play till 10:30. So I love how they approach it. They say, whatever the weather is doing to our golf course for the 2 months leading up to it, that's how we're going to play. We don't artificially do it. And if it turns out 25 under wins, 25 under wins. If it turns out it's 3 under like it was when Mickelson won at Muirfield, that great one, it's 3 under. Okay? And now they're playing this golf course of people of love forever. But they had that enormous gap with Northern Ireland. They took out the last two holes, which were just okay, and then the RNA wanted to put up a huge tent there, so they put in two new holes there. It's got 59 bunkers, which is an extraordinarily low total. It looks like it's going to play as a golf course where, yeah, it's always going to help if you have length. Length, whether it was old Tom Morris, new Tom Morris, or Tom Morris's cousin, length mattered. But this is not one where it's totally a bomber's paradise. Right now, your leader's John Rahm. He's at 5 under. Shane Lowry, speaking of an Irishman, he's at 4 under. Sergio and Brooks Koepka among the group at 3 under. I think J.B. Holmes is at 4 under. Brooks Koepka is 3 under par, Adam. Is it time to say the tournament is over?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We did make a bet. You
He's
do
pretty good, though. This Brooks Koepka guy. I haven't heard about him.
He's got a chance. We did make a bet after the second round of the PGA Championship, when obviously he's not even in the lead right now, that I ended up taking Koepka versus the field. I love when you have dominance in a sport and everybody has to shoot for the guy or the team. So Brooks Koepka is, without a question, no one is close to him, the best player on the planet. But there's so long to go. It's far from being over. But we're like, I don't know, 70% of where we were when it was Tiger, right? And if Tiger got up to a good round, you literally would have the debate, Tiger or the field. Okay? We're not quite there yet. But when you know Koepka's off to a good start and he's in literally a perfect position, what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking he's probably more than not going to win, at least be top three.
So right now you would take the field over him for sure, right? Still?
Yes, still.
Okay. How many guys would you have to take over him, though? Okay. You know, among big knockers that are up there. Rahm's up there. I think Cooch might be up there. Obviously, Sergio's up there.
Dustin Johnson.
DJ's near the area. It's just when one guy in majors, by the way, in regular events, he's you. It's crazy. It is inexplicable what a non-factor he is in all of these other events. And in this thing, he's Ben Bleepin' Hogan. It's just crazy. But the course looks spectacular.
Drove by it on my tour of Ireland.
Oh, you did?
Drove right by it, yeah.
Oh, that is.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a la-di-da name dropper he is, you know. Anything else you did, you know, that you want to share with us when you're gallivanting around Europe?
Well, that's a beautiful area. That's just, I guess it would be just near Giant's Causeway, which is a remarkable natural area where these stones have been kind of withered away by the water. And it looks man-made, but it's all natural. It's just an incredible part. It's just beautiful, obviously. And I mean, when you read up and understand the history between Northern Ireland and Ireland, and the reason why it hasn't been there for since 1951,
safety, violence,
for good reason.
Yep.
But the fact that we're here now, and you can hear it in the voices of the people that not only, you know, Ulstermen, as they're called, the Northern Irish, but true Irishmen too. It's beautiful.
Tiger looks injured. Tiger doesn't look healthy. Tiger looks rusty. Mm. He's playing terrible today. He's 7-over on the 15th hole.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
He was taking that Ambien because he's having sleep problems, just like you are having. Does he have sleep deprivation problems? Because I'm looking at him and he looks sleepy.
Well, when he doesn't look good, that's when he honestly looks 63. You know,
yeah.
And obviously he has battled some medication issues. Some challenges. I don't know how often. He's so reluctant to talk about anything. But this is how he looked at the PGA, too. This is how he looked at the Ryder Cup. This is not the man who won the Masters in the most stirring major we've seen in 15 years. But, yeah, he's not Tiger Woods today, and he's not close. All right, we're late. But let's get to this. At an event last night in front of the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, people are chanting, send her back, about a fellow citizen who happens to be a congresswoman who happens to be from here. When you hear that, you think what? Because I'll just pick up on what Jacob Fry said, because I think the word's perfect. Vile. It's vile that we're chanting that towards an American citizen. I don't care if you disagree with her. Send her back. What is wrong with you? 12 past one. All right, let's just play the audio here. This is last night, North Carolina, a classic Donald Trump speech, which allowed him to win. And he thinks this is the best way for him to speak to his voters in a state that he won, a key state that he won, North Carolina. Here is part of what took place last night.
Obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
Send her back! Send her back! Send her back!
Keep counting. Wow, he jumped in really quick, didn't he, Adam? I mean, it was like Usain Bolt was running a race. He was so quick. Because that's what he's saying today, right? That he jumped right in. Could have let it go on. Well, yeah, he could have let it go on longer. I agree with that. Little kids are chanting it. But when the president is saying that, you know, oh, I wasn't comfortable with it and I jumped in, he's lying. Why he didn't stop the chant? Trump said this. I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. He did the same thing always does when they're chanting. He kind of backed up. He listened. As a texter said, he basked in it. That's it. He loved the chant. It is horrific that the president of the United States is fomenting this. You are so allowed to disagree with everything that Ilhan Omar stands for regarding politics. Israel, I've called her out over and over again on her comments. You think the size of government, you name it, every single issue. But because she came from another country and she came here, where she is a U.S. citizen, and she won a race. And now, because the president, who, by the way, let's not forget how the president called our country a laughingstock. Donald Trump called the United States of America a laughingstock. Go back to his speech on the day of his inauguration. When he won, he's my president. I don't ever buy into the stuff he's not my president. I didn't vote for him. I'll never vote for him, but he's my president because he's the president of the United States. He painted a picture of America that was an absolute disaster. And guess what? He gets to do that while he's running, or he gets to do that while he's president. But wait a second. He's allowed to say how bad the country was, but then Ilhan Omar and others can't disagree with it. So Adam Carter, you hear that last night. You take it in now. You hear the president.
Well, I hope to avoid it because the last few times I'd, you know, tuned in on these rallies that he has, I mean, it's just, it's frightening, just the, you know, this, just the, and I mean, you know, you see some of the reporters and, you know, mixing with some of the cry. Look, I'm sure there's some great people there who believe in the economy that the president is overseeing and
yep,
agree with a lot of his policies. But there's a lot of people there who are just nut jobs. I'm just, put it no other way.
Racist.
And that's the racists, and they're just welcomed into the fold. And
that's not all of them. Let's be clear. Adam did not say everybody there is a nut job or racist.
But, I mean, there's enough evidence to show that the interviews that people have, that reporters and others have done there, that they're just, you know.
And he plays on that.
It totally plays on it. And it's just, it's uncomfortable to watch. Even his mannerisms of how he backs away and kind of walks off to the side of the podium. I mean, just, again, I hate playing this game, but at every turn you can. Imagine if Barack Obama would have like acted like that, giving speeches and walked away. And
look at how arrogant.
Oh, yeah, the arrogant guy. Oh, God, he's so cocky. It's just gross. And it's just.
Imagine Ronald Reagan, who conservatives love, right? Can you imagine Ronald Reagan at an event where he disagreed with someone? Because Reagan's as conservative as it gets, would be a part of an event saying, send her back. There's no chance.
No.
Reagan would have stopped in a second. George W. Bush, days after the 9/11 attack, he went to a mosque.
Yeah.
He went to a mosque right away and said, we're not against the religion.
Right.
We're against those individuals who did this to us, who perverted their religion, did this. George W. Bush, noted liberal, did that. And we've got this guy who plays on the worst. He is a demagogue at its worst.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's just no evidence of anything. He can just say whatever he wants about these people. You know, she hates America. And the whole crew, I don't know if they
cheap.
They realize that he's just making up and they don't care that it's just, you know, whatever he says, we're going to go along with.
All right, you got to go back to the newsroom. I want feedback here. Tons of feedback on Facebook. I want texts. When you hear the president of the United States and his supporters, a part of what took place, send her back. You think what? If you love it, say it. I'm frightened for you. you're just so wrong because you're totally allowed to have your opinion. But that's where we're at right now. We're going to play off race. We're going to play off send somebody back. They hate America because they disagree. Donald Trump has been as outspoken as anyone about enemies of the people, treasonous activity. He's allowed to say this, but somebody else is not allowed to disagree with policy positions. Do you get the irony in this? Honestly, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. I want feedback through phone calls and text right now. I'll get Shaletta's opinion when we come back. All right, lines full, text coming in. Shaletta, what do you think about last night?
I have one word, afraid. I'm afraid for the safety of these four black and brown women. I'm afraid for myself and people who look like these four black and brown women. I think about the way the country was riled up when those four girls, those four black girls were bombed in their church by men who were just angry. And I think that if we don't put a stop to this soon, we're going to see
I'm worried about violence. Really am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most importantly, Ilhan Omar.
Does she have security?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But to what level now? Is it to the level that the Speaker of the House has, right? Because I'm sure her security has to have moved up dramatically. I cannot imagine the threat she's getting off this. And that doesn't mean I support every word she says. I don't want anyone harmed at all. And when we keep fomenting this, we're asking for this to happen. I'll just say one last thing. Tim Pawlenty's in today, right, with Jordana. Tim Pawlenty, a true conservative. You think there's one chance in hell that Tim Pawlenty, if he ever spoke, he wouldn't speak out about this instantly? There's zero chance. None. What other Republican would allow this to happen? None. We have to tippy-toe around this guy because the popularity that his base has. Okay, let's try to get four calls on fairly fast. Pam, you're in Minneapolis. Go ahead.
Hi. This morning when I seen the rally on TV and the chanting, send her back, and Donald Trump standing there just smirking, I was absolutely horrified and terrified for our country. Are people that stupid?
Thank you, Pam. Dale is in Brom. Go ahead, Dale.
Yes. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
You and Adam sound like a couple of little whiny, politically correct babies.
Vile.
You used the word vile. That's not vile. Are these women completely unassailable? Can't you go after the squad because they're a different color?
Of course you can. But you know what you don't say? Go back home. Win on the issues. Go at them. Hold on, Dale. You make some comments. I promise to give you a chance. Go at them for anti-Semitic comments from Ilhan Omar, as I have many times. Size of government, taxes. I think there's valid questions to be asked about our marriage situation. But it shouldn't be fomenting hate and saying, send her back home. That's really what you want to say to an opponent, because Donald Trump as a candidate was highly, highly critical of the previous administration. He's allowed to do that. So he's allowed to criticize, but they're not.
Well, I just listened to a clip of Obama saying basically the same thing quite a few years ago. They should go back home. But it's okay if he says that.
Who said that?
Obama.
Obama said to a congressman or a senator who disagreed with him, hold on a second, said they send him back home. No, he didn't.
Dale. I listened to the clip last night. He didn't say one person. He said they can go back home.
Who?
I'll find it for you and I'll send it
who?
To you. I'll listen to it
who
again.
Who was he saying it about?
Well, it was people that probably emigrated here, I would guess, if they're supposed
Dale,
to go back home.
You're a fool if you believe Barack Obama said that.
Listen, I'll find
it's
it.
It's a doctored video, Dale.
Oh, it's a doctor video because
Dale.
You're a guy. And let me tell you something. You just called Tim Pawlenty a conservative?
Yeah.
He's not a conservative.
Oh, no. The guy who wouldn't raise taxes, not a conservative.
He's not a conservative.
How about Ronald Reagan? Was he a conservative?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. You think Ronald Reagan would agree with these taxes, Dale? tactics? You think he would?
You know, I don't know. But
oh, yes, you do. There's no chance he would.
Well, oh, exactly. I'm sure he probably wouldn't. But
you're okay with it.
I'm fine with it because she's a vile person, the word you use. Have you ever heard her say anything good about the United States?
Absolutely. She talks all the time how she loves the country. You're allowed to, wait a second. When Donald Trump was highly, highly critical of President Obama's administration, which he's allowed to do, did that mean Donald Trump hated America?
I would guess probably not.
Well, what do you mean? You guess? Of course he doesn't hate the country, just like Ilhan Omar doesn't hate it either. Thank you, Dale. Patrick's in Blaine. You're on, Patrick.
Yeah, I've been voting for 50 years. I'm a conservative, and that when people ask me, what do I think about Trump? I tell them I am so ashamed of him. I've never been ashamed of a president, including Richard Nixon, and that. But this guy is scary. If I look back in history, I'm thinking 1939, Europe. What about the big rallies over there? That's what I'm seeing right now. God help us.
Thank you. Angie is in Osseo. Go ahead, Angie.
Hi, I agree with your last caller. What I saw on the news is very scary, and it reminds me of what you see these people in Iran and some of the Middle Eastern country that hate us so much, that they're chanting and chanting death to America. That's what it seems like. I have a 12 and 14-year-old grandson that I just, it's horrible for them to see the news.
Thank you, Angie. Appreciate the phone call. 35 past one. It's called a dramatic change. Dara. We never send her back. She is in. We appreciate her flexibility coming in at 1:35. Dara, in moments. I want to be Dara for many reasons. This might be the top. Best of the best, 44 burgers, 12 champions, one epic quest for the best.
Honest. This is what I did with my life for 6 months. It was not the only thing I did.
That's it. You didn't talk to your children.
It was for, 6 months we're just constantly, hey, we're going to have burgers because we have to do this. We did this issued last in 2013, and we did it this year. So every 6 years or so we go. Because it's a burger town is the main thing that people care about.
Do you think
about.
We are a burger town?
Without question. I would say.
Is that our calling card?
As bagels are to New York, as whatever, tacos are to Los Angeles, burgers are to Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's what we care about. We eat them everywhere we go. We make restaurants that don't serve them put burgers on the menu, such as newcomer Birch Steak. The Birch Steak cheeseburger is bonkers good.
Really?
It is insanely good. Holy moly, is that thing a treat.
Okay, what makes it so good?
All right, so first of all, Isaac Becker, genius chef, just knows how to do stuff, So there's that level of just culinary technique. And then it puts a slaw on it, and you think, I don't really want a slaw up on there. You do.
Yes,
it is delicious.
Slaw is an accoutrement.
You go and you sit at that bar, and you will then email me and say, oh, you were right about this one. So that's a newcomer to the list. And hello, let me tell you about...
I see you felt a societal pressure and bought into those... Juicy Lucy's, so the scalding cheese.
Dude, I created that societal pressure. Who do you think first wrote the very first Juicy Lucy article in 1998? That would be me. La-di-da. I'll la-di-da myself. You can't even find the button. La-di-da.
You're better than that.
You're better than that. Juicy Lucy's. Overrated.
Have we grappled with the fact that I am the individual that started this nonsense?
It's sad.
Anyway, so how about this?
There's help for you people.
I, my friend, have an expense account because I can't afford the stuff on my own.
Where have I been? Shaletta, were you asked to go on any of these burger runs?
I love burgers.
Yeah, I did too. Well, you were too busy over there. You and Jacob Fry. I thought I was like, let's get a room or something.
And then you get room service. That's how it works.
Exactly.
Here's what I had. Everybody line up. $29 burger at Manny's. This thing is so enormous. It is the size of a watermelon. I am not kidding around. Oh. It is like two patties. Then it's got short ribs on there. All this
fried stuff. That's Manny's M.O. It's just mass. Mass.
Massive velocity, baby. That's what we
velocity,
got.
Velocity. Force. Okay, so is it good or is it just giant?
It was really good. It was also just there's certain things you just do in life for bragging rights.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the craziest roller coaster, and you don't
working with
really
me.
Have that much fun. But that's where I put this, you know, it is a life. If you're a burger fanatic, you
have to go to Manny's.
You just try it. Just try it. Because it's like, you want to take your picture next to it. It's a trophy.
Okay. So can I ask you this simple question?
Yes.
If the three of us were going to have a burger today at 3:30, are you willing to say your number one pick is?
My personal number
yes,
one?
Yes, your number one pick today. You and the expense account.
Bull's Horn.
Are taking me and the queen.
Bull's Horn.
Bull's Horn.
Bull's Horn.
Okay.
It's South Minneapolis, not too far from Minnehaha Falls, there is a little bar that was bought by Doug Flicker, who's a great chef.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then it used to be the Sunrise Bar.
Yeah.
And when it first opened, I was like, meh, it's just fine. But they have slowly upped their game. I don't know, man. It is delectable.
Okay, so what tell me about the burger.
It's just, it's the whole is greater than the individual parts. And so it's, he's got, you know, he's the kind of chef that all of his line cooks would walk over a Flaming Coals for him. Mm-hmm. So these just inspires loyalty of these really great cooks, and they are back there. And just the patty is you know, very good quality. It's a you know, top. We could actually go around this town. This town is such a burger town that I could take you to the limousine beef versus the Angus beef versus the, you know, grass-fed Highland beef. Like,
right.
That's how crazy we can go here. We can go single source cattle burgers like easily. Okay. Anyway, so the it's a limousine beef burger, and
yep.
It's just perfectly charred, and then the bun is just exactly right, and the cheese is just like everything about it is just like dialed in. So good. And it's a bar. You're eating it. It's a basket. It's got the wood paneling that's scarred from, you know, 50 years of people smoking, which we don't do anymore, but I like the way it looks on the walls.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect. It's a perfect, perfect place.
It's,
but here's what we did this year. All right. So people are always like, oh, you have your opinion and I have mine. We made the full-on 32 burger bracket. Like you sports people, and you can just go through and literally, you know, just be like, well, do I like Jelly Bean and Julia, which is a sleeper hit in Anoka, or do I like Twin Cities 400 Tavern? And you could do this yourself and come up with your own actual ultimate.
Okay. So did you seed them?
Yes. Steph and I worked really hard. And some of these are like really tough. The Lexington versus Mickey's Diner. At first you may think, oh, Lexington, that's an you know, that's just a kingpin of St. Paul.
Right.
But then you really think about it. You're like, wait a minute. Mickey's has been making a stellar burger for going on 100 years. It's a really hard pick.
Yeah. Boy.
I know. We spent a lot of time thinking
about
this.
I was going to say, how about the next 32 days we just do this?
Yeah. There were some surprises.
Be dead, you know, but I mean, that'd be okay.
So Octo Fish Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's one where you wouldn't think that has
no.
a good. But Tim McKee, he owns that place. He basically he didn't buy a meat producer, but he kind of brought a meat producer in under their umbrella. And so they have a butcher shop in-house. And then they use the butcher cut from the actual, you know, Peterson meats that's inside the Octo Fish Complex.
Oh.
And it's crazy good.
Okay, so how about this one? Give me a name of a place, because you're fearless. Most food critics tippy-toe around this, but you'll answer. Give me a place of a something in town where people speak highly of the burger, but when you have it, you don't think it's terrible. But you just go, meh.
All right,
it's just fine.
You know, we knocked a bunch of places that are well regarded. I went to Tilia and I did not like their burger at all. And I love Tilia. And I knocked them out. They are not here represented.
It's one of my five favorite places.
Me too.
Town.
I love that place.
Wow.
I don't think their burger is anywhere near the
really?
Top 32
okay.
in town. And we have this whole hall of champions. And so it's not even just 32. It's like the top, I don't know, 50. But I will ready myself for the hate mail.
Yep.
George and the Dragon. Overrated.
Oh, you talked about this before,
not,
right?
I don't know. It's like everybody's favorite restaurant in South Minneapolis. I do not get it. That was another one that I visited
so I've never been
for this. Well, it's a nice neighborhood place.
Yeah.
The people that live around it love it to the end of the moon. I did not find it good.
Just thought it was
straight up. Just thought it was mediocre.
Yeah. What will surprise people most about the burger list here? Whether it's the top 32, whether it's the categories, because you got Variety Act, you got Burger Boys, you got Special Editions, you got
Double
Cheese Police.
All right, you
want to
know where I went that I am like shamed. I'm full of shame that I'd never been to before, and it was stellar. OBS. O-double-B.
Oh, I think
possessive
people,
S.
I think people have texted us about that place.
OBS. I think that might have been where the tip came from, is that it might have come from a listener who texted
yes.
in. Okay, OBS, I owe you an apology. You are amazing. How did I not know about this for my whole life? I put that in the top 10 burgers, you know, in this fair state, and that is
really
deep competition. It is just, they do a thick patty, and then they just really sear it as a really good quality meat. They are, you know, kind of one of those kitchen philosophies of like, crazy toppings. The crazy toppings are super good. And just the vibe in there is so, it just, you know, you go in on I think Saturday at 1 or something, and just wall to wall, people just having fun. People have known each other forever, doing pull tabs, complaining about their roommates. Like, it was just convivial and lovely. I love it.
Among the texts, St. Paul. Give us, how about the St. Paul Grill? Is the St. Paul Grill in here?
The St. Paul Grill, I think, did not meet the – we've got so many St. Paul places.
Yeah.
All right, so of course the Lexington, of course Mickey's Diner, Groveland Tap. One place that I went, you know, Home Street Home, which is a little bit out of the way.
Okay.
It's a smaller burger, and so I don't know that everybody's going to like it, but golly, the char that they are able to create. It's got this kind of more deep, like, you know – I don't know, like inky flavor to it. That's just fantastic. Tongue in Cheek, I think that's an underrated burger. Tongue in Cheek,
yeah.
Up on Payne Avenue. I love that place. To just so good. Holy cow. So that's a St. Paul one. And then if you really go out into the country on that side of town, Meister's. I mean, Meister's is just underrated. That's a place
where
that's
that
been
again,
Stillwater.
Okay.
It has been there.
Oh, that's right.
Be,
yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have, and I did not do this myself, but the 2-pound Meister
Oof.
Burger, and if you can finish it by yourself in 30 minutes, you get a T-shirt.
That's pretty good. That's it.
Yeah, get the issue, and the paper ballot inside is super fun. I think you could spend a year, and then I think that's a good idea.
That is a great issue. Thanks for your flexibility.
Thank you.
Dara will be back with us next week at her regular time. 1:53, that is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to call us for a free estimate on Season Guard or Infinity by Marvin Windows. Somebody says, where can I find the list? You know what you can do? Buy the magazine. Or else you can also go online, msbmag.org. Plenty of stuff today. My sleep woes early, and again, my sleep is at its worst. I cannot get comfortable. The other night, 5:15 is when I fell asleep, and then woke up about an hour and a half later. That was not pleasant. And I know a lot of other people have sleep challenges, and many people were kind enough to text. If anybody else has any good ideas for significant insomnia, I know, listen, I know a lot of people have significant insomnia, but some have it, and it's bad, too, don't get me wrong, but some it's a more mild form. But if you have something that's helped either you or a friend and you can give me some advice, I'm all ears. What if I was all ears? What if everywhere you looked at me, Shaletta, all you saw were ears? How would you talk to me then? Softly, because I have all ears, you'd
right?
hear me.
You could hear everything too much
exactly.
through walls.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. If you have a piece of advice, 651-989-9226, a text. Mayor Fry in studio, 12:35, a lot on public safety, downtown violence. Plenty on the president and the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.